It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Early day pioneers faced many challenges that came with starting a new place in a new land. At the top of the list was providing shelter from the often cantankerous weather and creating a year-round food supply to get them from one growing season to another. Grain crops and cattle were raised in our listening area to provide finances to buy and store staples, but surviving a hard winter also meant planning ahead and putting things by for later use. Most homesteads had large gardens, and much of the summer was spent in growing produce, then preserving it in some way for the harder months ahead. In a world without electric power and all that it provides, pioneer women turned to the sun to help them preserve food. Fruits, meats, and vegetables were dried, often in trees or on the roofs of houses or barns. Supposedly, the higher placement helped in the constant war against animals, flies, and other insects that could quickly take the bounty of the summer's hunting and gardening efforts. Once dried, the peaches, plums, tomatoes, green beans, and venison strips were packed away to be reconstituted into pies and stews at a later date. Underground cellars provided a relatively cool and dry space for storing root crops and winter squash or pumpkins. Pickle crocks held sweet, sour, or salty treats. And the lucky housewife who had a newfangled pressure cooker could preserve produce and meats in metal containers or glass jars. My kitchen library contains a great book that was created during the Back to the Land movement of the hippy-dippy 60s. It's called Putting Up Things for the Cold Time, and it gives some clear and simple steps for preserving the tastes of summer. It also has some great no-nonsense recipes about how to use your bounty during the leaner months of winter. In many ways, that's what we're doing at High Plains Public Radio right now. We're asking you to help us put things up for the cold time, to harvest the funds needed to meet the expenses of delivering our exceptional programming during the coming winter months. Once we've got this harvest in the bin, we'll put lots of those funds by to be called upon when the programming fees and power bills come due. Now, our cellar shelves aren't stocked with shiny jars of fruits and vegetables, but rather with the daily staples of regional, national, and world news. When you open the HPPR pickle jar, you'll experience the spice of shows like This American Life, Open Range, and the Thomas Jefferson Hour. On Saturday nights, our stove always has a pot of Prairie Home Companion on the burner, and if you get home late, you can have it as a leftover on Sunday. And our larder is always filled with a variety of music and regional features that will keep your taste buds tickled through the long winter to come. If you haven't yet helped us bring in our harvest and store it for the winter, there's still time to call in a pledge. But we hope you'll do it soon, because the days are getting shorter and the birds are flying south. We're all going to need High Plains Public Radio to warm our hearts and feed our minds during the cold winter months ahead.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.